Hello, folks, and hi to you too, Darwin. Well, I'm taping this one at 3 3/4 because I don't think I have enough information in General Bull to fill up a whole hour's worth of tape. So I decided to tape it at 3 3/4, which will not only make me sound perhaps a little more natural, but will also give me about the proper amount of time for what I've got to say. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the fine tape and the letters that you've sent. I really enjoyed the tape. Dad is demonstrating his ability to put out a lot of information there on the tape without doing a lot of stammering and stuttering, and I guess that's where all the Joneses must get it. But that sounded real good, Dad, and I sure enjoyed hearing from you. I thought you sounded pretty natural on the tape myself. It didn't sound bad at all. I know you were commenting you didn't think you sounded very natural, but actually I thought it sounded real good. And once you get used to it, it really isn't too bad. You just kind of pretend you're sitting there carrying on a conversation, except that it's just one-sided. And outside of that, it's really not much different. It's a real handy way to converse back and forth. It's sure a lot easier than writing letters, and I'm certainly enjoying my tape, and I think you are too. I'd like to put in a word of praise for your tape recorder. That part of Darwin's show that you taped at 1 7/8 is probably the finest music taped at 1 7/8 that I've heard. I certainly can't get that good of fidelity out of mine tape at 1 7/8. Usually you get kind of a wavery tone to the music, and yours was quite good. It came through real clear. Darwin sounded very natural, and the music was real good too. So I must say, I certainly enjoyed that, and I hope you can run some more of those tapes in the future. Perhaps, Darwin, maybe you could run off a few out at the studio. In particular, I was hoping to get some music of the Johnny Mann Singers and or the Anita Kerr Singers. I enjoy both of those very much, as you know. That strange sort of noise you hear in the background is something that really is strange around here right now. It's rain. We're having a real heavy rain shower at the moment. It's only the second one we've had here in the last month. It's one of the great big thunder showers that has drifted out over the valley from the nearby mountains. And we have a tin roof here, so that's why the background noise. I hope it isn't too disrupting. Well, I guess I'll begin here by trying to answer a few of your questions. Dad, first of all, I wanted to answer a few things you were asking about there. As far as our exact location is concerned, you're just about right as far as our being 100 miles south of Da Nang. If you can locate Chu Lai on your map, we are just about 50 miles directly south of there and just about a mile from the coast. So for all practical purposes, you can consider us as being right on the coast. Now, this is the 101st Airborne that I'm talking about. Or if you can't find Chu Lai, you can find Quang Nai, I'm sure. That's a fairly large city, and that's a province capital. And we are just about 25 miles south of Quang Nai. Now, Quang Nai isn't quite on the coast. You'll notice that it's about 10 miles inland on a big river. And we're just about straight south of there, just a mile inland. And perhaps your map will show that there's just a little bay there and another river that runs by our base camp. And we're just to the other side, just to the west of that bay. So maybe that'll help you a little. If your map shows mountains, you'll notice that there is a large flat delta area that runs along the coast, and then the mountains start about anywhere from 10 to 15 miles to the west. And they rise right up out of this flatland. And very abruptly, I might say. And you'll notice that as you go south from Chu Lai, these mountains move closer and closer to the coast until when you get down by where we are, they come out almost to the coast itself. Well, if you can find that point, we're just above where the mountains come out to the coast. We're just north of that particular area. We are actually working over to the west of the area where the 101st base camp is. We're working in the mountains there, anywhere from 15 to 20 miles to the west, directly west of our base camp there at Duck Fo. I hope this background noise isn't disturbing you too much. Don't worry, it isn't static. That's just rain on the roof. It's one of our torrential downpours. It's rather unusual, and I must say it's very nice. It smells good, and it's cooled the air off for a little bit. Of course, tonight the humidity will probably go another 50% higher, if that's possible. But in the meantime, we're enjoying a nice cool breeze for a change. Oh, another thing, Dad, that you were asking about was the water. Water has posed no problem for us in particular here. Another good thing about being with the Army, since the Army always takes particular precautions in having a good supply of potable water. They have large filtering plants, and even out in the field there, we had no problem with water. We always had very large tanks full of potable water, and it was no problem. We've always had all the water that we could drink. It's all pure, and of course here on the base here at Chulai, which is quite civilized, you might say, why, we have hot and cold running, not hot and cold, but we do have purified water running in lines under pressure. So we actually do have running water on the base, although it isn't hot and cold. It's just sort of lukewarm, plain old water. That's, you have one selection and that's it. Towards the middle of the day it gets warm, and at night it's a little on the cool side, and that's about the only difference there is in the water around here. However, away from the Army and the civilized part of the world, you're right, water is quite a problem. There is no safe drinking water without purification in Vietnam. That even up in the higher mountains where you'd think the water is quite pure, it really isn't. Even that water has to be purified. So if we get caught out on our own, of course, why then we're forced to use our little purification tablets. But they're no problem. They've got it down to a pretty good art, so the water doesn't taste like iodine now. And so it's really not too bad. But I've never been faced with that problem yet, since, as I said, the Army always seems to have plenty of good drinking water around. So it's been no problem. I've been pretty lucky anyway. I've only had one very mild case of diarrhea about the second week I got here. And since that little adjustment to Vietnam, I haven't had any trouble at all. And so I've been pretty lucky. We have had some guys that have had quite a bit of trouble. And we just had one guy here last week that came down with malaria. We don't know what strain he has. It doesn't seem to be too serious. They're hoping to have him back on his feet and working with us in about 2 or 3 weeks. They normally give the guys anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5 weeks convalescence type rest in a hospital. We have two main malaria centers in Vietnam. One is down at Cam Ranh Bay, and the other is at Quy Nhon. And they take them there, and they have special care for them. So we're hoping that Jerry will be back with us very soon. His name is Ellington, Jerry Ellington, real good troop. He had about 105 degree temperature and was feeling pretty bad when he left, but I guess he's doing all right now. I'm glad that you've been enjoying my slides, and I've been making a few slides with tapes to go along with them here, and I've sent two sets of them to Joe, so you should be receiving them sometime here in the near future. I thought that might work out. I thought I'd try it anyway, of making a tape to go along with the slides to explain what you're looking at. It may be a little tricky to keep the tape going in the slides too, but I've tried to do it slow enough so that you can keep up. Well, let me know how it comes out anyway. Yes, I've been getting letters pretty regularly from Joe now. They were coming in spurts for a while. I'm getting them all, but it's just that our plane traffic is kind of spasmodic here sometimes due to weather, and so I may not get email for 2 or 3 days, and then of course I'll get 2 or 3 letters at once in one day. But she's writing me almost every day, and I'm getting them all eventually. Things are getting pretty well settled down now, and I've been getting mail about anywhere from 6 to 8 days from when you mail them in the States. It takes almost a week to get here. Joe has also sent me a couple tapes, and I've certainly enjoyed them. The kids have a real big time talking into the mic. Pammy, she in her usual self goes yelling into the mic, and I have to turn it way down, and then Bethy gets up there with her quiet little voice, and then I have to turn it back up again. So it keeps me going to control the volume. And then Bradley, he just sits there and laughs into it and makes all kinds of funny noises. And he keeps trying to, Joe says he tries to put it in his mouth, and it gets these real strange sounds on the mic. I get a big kick out of that. So he keeps trying to grab it out of her hand. But anyway, they have a big time. Bethy's been telling me about her little kindergarten school or day school or whatever they call it that she's been going to. Joe has taken her about 2 or 3 days a week, and they color and do things with Play-Doh and I guess sing some songs and a few little things like that. She's really enjoying it, having a real big time, and so I'm glad to see her do it. And I think that it's good for her and Pammy both, because this way it'll give Pammy a little time to be alone with Joe, which is something she really needs, a little more attention of her own, I think. Oh, you were speaking of maps. One map I would highly recommend that you get hold of if you want to get a good detailed map of Vietnam is the one that came out in a recent issue of the National Geographic. You'll find this to be one of the best maps of Vietnam that has been made in their usual quality. So if you can get hold of one of those, I think that you'll be able to find just about any little town that I would mention to you, except some of the real, real small ones, which we only have on our 1 to 50,000 type maps. So Dennis thinks it's really great that I have my own tent. Well, it won't be long till I'll be back in my own tent. We've been living in a large sort of a barracks building up here, which has been real nice. We're going to move back down to Duck Pho supposedly tomorrow and rejoin the rear area of the 101st Brigade. So then we'll be moving back into our tents with the battalions. They finally finished our runway down there and have also built some revetments to protect our airplanes. And that's the thing that's actually been holding us up, because they've been threatening to, they've had a little trouble with mortar attacks down there, and we don't want to get our airplanes damaged. So we have been taking a few precautions to keep them from getting blown up before we get down there. About 3 days ago, a C-130 was coming down the final approach to land at Duck Pho, and he took 6 hits in one wing, and it knocked one of his engines out, so he just gave it the gun and didn't even land, and I don't blame him a bit. So far, none of the FACs have been shot at down there. I guess they're still afraid of the wrath that we bring upon them, evidently, because they haven't been doing any shooting at those little gray airplanes yet. They know what we stand for, and they're pretty reticent to do any shooting at us. They know that if they miss, they're probably not going to get a chance to do much more shooting, because we're going to bring some fires down and blow the hell out of them. As a matter of fact, I put in about 4 airstrikes yesterday afternoon on a hillside for some troops of ours, and this morning they went up into the area and they've already found 4 bodies and several more that they know are buried under a bunker that I got a direct hit on. And they were really thanking me for the air support. It was one of those good days where we really zeroed in on them, and we really quieted their guns and shut them up in a hurry. And the fighters did a real fine job. We always try and pass this type of information back to the fighters. It builds their morale, and they like to know that they're providing good support for the Army, and we like them to know it too. So we try and get the Army to tell us when they've found what we call KBA, that's killed by air, and we pass this information back to the fighter squadrons. Well, I'm kind of jumping around here. I'm trying to also cover your letters. I noticed you said that Steve and Paula are coming. That'll certainly be nice to see your great-grandchildren, and I'm sure that you'll have an enjoyable stay with them. I'd like to see them myself. You know, I haven't seen them either. Karen has said that the kids are really cute and that Paula, she thinks, is doing a real fine job of raising them. Of course, Steve is too. I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying your new shift, Darwin, and it's too bad you didn't get out to the alumni banquet to uphold the Jones end of the Harrist alumni. Well, maybe we can make it another one of these years, huh? Well, I guess it's worth it. What is this Dad's talking about sleeping till noon, huh? What is this sleeping till noon jazz? Back to the old schedule, huh? Well, I suppose that after the show's over, you have to go out and relax for a little bit, of course, you know, to calm your nerves down and everything. I mean, I can understand that, you know. So that probably explains the sleeping till noon, I'll bet. How is the nightlife going in Topeka these days anyway? I'm sure it's just as lively as usual, huh? All those wonderful nightclubs and all. Well, Darwin, you'll have to cut me in tape too and tell me all about your love life and how your car's running and stuff like that. Oh, one thing while I'm thinking about it, when you're making out my address, after my name you put USAF Fact, you'll notice on my return address. And then also you don't have to write out San Francisco, California. Just put APOSF and then 96347. That's the way they prefer that you do it. Just thought I'd point that out to you. I just noticed on these last two addresses, and that's why I thought I'd point it out. Well, this rain continues to come down. Now, this is the best shower we've had in quite some time. It's just like one of those good old-fashioned Midwestern toad stranglers, like you've had back there. Sounds like your weather's finally starting to improve a little. Joe said the weather's been real pretty in Colorado, as I know it can be in the summer there, or spring anyway, I should say. Well, I see my tape's running out. I'll see you on the other side.